Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live taking your phone calls. Let's talk to Brian in Canada, then Joel, Rod Dog, Ronnie Warren, and others. Go ahead, Brian, you're on the air.
About 2 months ago, I started watching your show on YouTube, and one of the first videos I saw was about this CIA agent confession about FEMA. So I'd done something kind of stupid, and I started sending FEMA, like, funny emails of rabbits attacking snakes and a rabbit attacking a goat and some Beavis and Butthead things. And now in Toronto, for some reason, we seem to have all these FEMA triple-decker trains. And on Thursday, the 5th of March, a black helicopter flew over my house in downtown West Toronto, 3 times circling my house. The 3rd time, it kind of locked its little gun on me, and it flew away. And I just stood there with my mouth open, and I was like...
Well, let's understand. NORTHCOM, that rules Canada as well, is flying grid patterns with look-through technology that looks right through your walls and scans for weapons and what you've got. And so they fly in grid patterns. Everybody gets black helicopter visits. And the feds admit they have these helicopters flying around. And they also have high-altitude blimps that are at over 95 to 100,000 feet. That's admitted. And so that's what's going on. But I appreciate your call. They can't get all of us. And the people are waking up. Let's talk to Joel in California. Joel, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I'm so happy to be able to talk to you. I've been listening to you. I woke up by 2005. First video I found was you sneaking into the Bohemian Grove, and I said, this guy's got a huge set of you-know-what, and I want to see more about and hear more from him. I can't believe the guys that call you and waste your time and talk about no solution. I think that you've got
We cover solutions. We're the most effective, so that's why we get attacked. But most people aren't operatives that call in and do that. They think I have, like, some wonderful life, and all I do is bust my butt, and it's actually a very hard life. And so it's just part of the sick society, and I'm not even really worried about it. Let's just keep moving forward with solutions, and that is waking the people up.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know. I wish I could hang out with you and pick your brain. And I know you're always on the move and quick, but I live out here in Temecula, California. Nice little suite, you know, everyone thinks they're a movie star. And no one wants to listen to anything that, you know, you have to say, or if I even mention 9/11 or Obama, you know, I get that same thing that a lot of people are getting. But, you know, I've noticed, I remember just growing up, I'm only 29, and I've always been in rock bands and just, you know, playing baseball, living the American somewhat dream or whatever it used to be. But I remember it used to be, like, amazing to see a military helicopter. You'd be like, oh, wow, we live in between, like, March Air Force Base and Camp Pendleton. And they'd be like, oh, look, Dad, see there? And, you know, my dad was in the military. And like, a rare thing. Now it's every day you have your Blackhawks or whatever you call them. I don't know what they're called. But they're, like, serious, the real deal. Like, you think, you know, you think you're about to be attacked, you know. And you've got, like, fleets of them every day, all day. And, you know, this is in a place where you think it's a home sweet home, nothing's going down. But, I mean, would you call that, like, just part of them trying to, wash our brains and make us get used to hearing that sound? I mean, I've had helicopters fly so low to our houses where we live in a manufactured home, it feels like the guy's landing on our 3 acres.
Well, you know, call after call talking about how the military is all over us. They admit they're acclimating us for military occupation of the United States. It is happening. It is high treason. And we've got to let the military know they're engaged in treason and remind them of their oath to protect and defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. The Obama deception comes out this Sunday at 6 p.m., at PrisonPlanet.tv, start your engines, get ready to burn the disc, and get them out to everybody you know, and order the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the next hour and 52 minutes that's left in the show today, simulcasting the radio show. We have Webster Tarpley joining us about 50 minutes from now to give us the latest on Obama's criminal activities. Then we're going to have Keith Bryan on from Ireland. Mainstream news is reporting that they were doing drills when the military men in Northern Ireland got shot, the British troops, as we predicted they would, and it's coming out that the guards stood down and didn't shoot at the people that were shooting. So, and with over 75% of the past attacks in Northern Ireland and in Ireland and in England being connected and carried out by British Special Forces, SAS, as has been covered by mainstream British news, we are, that's why they had to stop a lot of it 4 or 5 years ago, because it did become public. It looks like they're back to their old tricks. It's almost completely confirmed. Classic MO on that front. For the next 20 minutes, we are joined by Terry Bressey. And Terry Bressey is an individual who lives somewhat near the border, and they've now moved border checkpoints, in some cases 100 miles away from the border. They call them Constitution-free zones, and they're harassing citizens. And I would add here that we support the Border Patrol and their constitutional duty. It's one of the few things the feds do that's constitutional, and we support it. And they've got a really tough job. But at the same time, they are harassing citizens. I get reports of this in Texas. They're asking everybody for their ID. But then when sheriffs and others arrest illegal aliens for crimes, the feds won't come pick them up. They won't go after the businesses. They do a few token things. And, of course, it came out in the stimulus bill that the illegal aliens are allowed to get the stimulus money, and they don't have to show that they're American citizens like citizens do. It's literally just a double standard. So, Terry Bressy, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're located, and some of the plethora of YouTube videos that you've got. We're going to put a few of them up on screen without the audio, showing what you go through and what happens at these checkpoints inside the United States.
Sure. I live in Tucson, Arizona, which is about 40 miles north of the international border with Mexico, and I frequent State Route 86, which is an east-west highway that takes me out to one of my remote work sites. I work up at the Chicxulub National Observatory, and we have a couple telescopes up there that I keep running and I observe on to look for asteroids and comets in the solar system. So my work takes me along remote sections of the desert on a fairly regular basis, and this is where I've encountered quite a few checkpoints over the years.
Break down what you're dealing with and the type of things you go through.
What first got me interested or first got me involved with this issue of checkpoints was an incident from 2002. I was traveling back to Tucson after working the day on the mountain, and I was stopped at a checkpoint that was being operated primarily by the tribal police, but there was also present the Department of Homeland Security in the form of U.S. Customs agents and Border Patrol agents who were working the front line with the tribal police. And when I pulled up to the checkpoint and was stopped, I asked the stopping officer what was the purpose of the checkpoint, and he told me that it was a sobriety checkpoint. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if it's a sobriety checkpoint, then you don't need federal agents working on the front line with local law enforcement officers to check sobriety, because sobriety is a local issue. It's a state issue. It's not a federal issue. So
just like they're now using Marines in California at DWI checkpoints to condition the public.
Yes, exactly. What I found is a lot of times local jurisdictions and the federal government, they use checkpoints that have been allowed by the courts under very limited scope. They use those as a pretext to do far more expansive operations than they would be allowed to otherwise, by claiming that it's only a sobriety checkpoint or it's an immigration checkpoint. But in reality, they're doing these dragnet type of operations where they're looking for everything from felons to weapons, terrorists, narcotics, and other things. So it's really problematic in the way that law enforcement agencies have taken the inch that was given to them by the various courts and the American people in many regards, and they've turned it into a 100-mile constitution-free zone, if you will.
Amazing. And again, we're putting some of those videos on screen. I mean, you explained to the Border Patrol, look, this isn't a federal function, a sobriety checkpoint. We see the mainstream reports how they're targeting citizens, how illegal aliens just drive right through, but they target, people that are, whether Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter, are clearly citizens. And this is happening in some cases over 100 miles in to the United States. And we also have living on the Canadian, Mexican, the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean, which they call the border, with the Border Patrol setting these up everywhere, not just on the Mexican or Canadian border. It's happening all over Seattle now. They're doing it to people in Seattle and surrounding counties. They're doing it deep into other states, Wyoming and Utah and other places. I mean, clearly this is the federal police force expanding, and you explain this to them in the videos, don't you?
I certainly do. I take that back. Going back to my 2002 incident, like I said, it was a dragnet operation that was being primarily conducted by the tribal police. And so that operation was slightly different from what I've been experiencing over the past year. In that particular operation, when I challenged the scope of what they were doing, I was dragged out of my vehicle, arrested, and then dragged off to the side of the road. I fought the charges in court. I beat the charges and had them dismissed with prejudice, and then I turned around and I filed a lawsuit. Now, that lawsuit has been in ongoing for the past 5 years and is currently in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where we're challenging the legitimacy of the checkpoint itself. The newer checkpoints that I've come across since January of 2008 have been conducted solely by the Department of Homeland Security via Customs and Border Protection agents with the United States Border Patrol. But the problem that we see here is, once again, it's very similar, and you can see it in articles where spokespersons for the U.S. Border Patrol have stated that they're using these immigration checkpoints to look for felons, weapons, and I'm talking about guns here, narcotics, terrorists, and aliens. Even though the U.S. Supreme Court back in 1976, they allowed immigration checkpoints inside the country, but only for permanent checkpoint installations and only near nexus points for border traffic. And what that means is where the primary traffic going to the checkpoint originated from the border. What they're doing now is, instead of conducting these checkpoints at permanent installations near nexus points, they're conducting them all over the place, along secondary roads, along roads that have no direct nexus to the border. And they're far exceeding the scope of the U.S. Supreme Court said. And what they stated was that very brief stops were allowed at these internal immigration checkpoints for the sole purpose of making immigration queries, and that any further detention or any further or any searching of the vehicle had to be premised upon probable cause or consent by the driver. But what the Border Patrol is actually doing is they're conducting temporary or tactical checkpoints all over the place, and they're admitting that they're looking for a whole host of other subjects besides just illegal aliens, and they are detaining individuals for long periods of time and searching vehicles absent consent or absent probable cause.
And also, they don't like being photographed by you, but they're there photographing, videotaping you.
Right, right, exactly. So from my first experience in 2002, I learned a lot. I learned that law enforcement agents will lie when you bring them into court, that they will destroy documentation and evidence, and that they will misrepresent the nature of what they're doing. So in order to protect myself from future actions after 2002, I started carrying video cameras with me, recording devices, cell phones, so that I could, A, contact other people when I know that I was going to enter a checkpoint, so that other people know where I was and what to expect, and B, so that I could make a record of what actually happened, so that there would be no doubt in a court of law as to what actually happened. And so since 2008, when the Border Patrol set up this particular checkpoint along SR 86, that's been there 24/7 for the last year, I've documented over 70 checkpoint stops going through that particular checkpoint. And as you indicated, I have about 14 or 15 of those video encounters online.
Well, you're doing a great job, and there's video after video posted on your website. You have them up on YouTube. It's checkpointusa.com. I mean, they get very, very belligerent when you say, look, I'm a U.S. citizen, leave me alone. Why, you know, why are you out there doing a DWI or a weapons check or a drug checkpoint? You're supposed to be checking for illegal aliens. And then in every case, we find out they're not going after the illegal aliens. They're going after citizens.
Well, what's interesting is I've done a lot of research into what's been going on, and it hasn't just been limited to checkpoints. If you look on my website, checkpointusa.org, you'll also find various documents from the...
it's .org. They put .com on my sheet. I'm sorry. It's checkpointusa.org.
Right, right. What you'll find is from 2007, there is a study that was done by the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security. And what he found was that on an annual basis, the Border Patrol, through the, I think it's the Office of Detention and Removal, that they were about 33% of every illegal alien that's taken into custody on an annual basis, those individuals are re-released back into the country while awaiting deportation orders from a federal court. And about 75% of those individuals that have been released, they abscond. They run. And this has been an ongoing thing for years and years. It's well documented. It's well known by these federal agencies. Yet they take these guys into custody. They let them back into the country, and then they run, and then they claim that they have to conduct more internal checkpoints in order to capture.
Terry Bressy from CheckpointUSA.org. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this quick break and continue discussing the important work you're doing out there defending the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. Stay with us, as well as the Tenth.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 10th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 91070. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for 93707, 468.54 for the half ounce, and 234.27 for a quarter ounce. That's 93707, 468.54, and 234.27.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Webster Tarpley coming up with key info. Keith Bryan from Ireland with the inside job going on over there, shooting military and police. Jess Kane joining us to talk about micro FM transmitters that are totally legal to go out 3 miles, FCC approved. Terry Bressy from CheckpointUSA.org. Please continue, sir, with specifically people who haven't seen the videos yet at your site. I mean, the type of hell you go through just declaring your rights to the Border Patrol when you're nowhere near the border.
Sure. It can be a pretty intimidating experience, as some of the checkpoint videos there show. These agents, from my perspective, are minimally trained to understand the proper scope of their authority and the rights of the individuals that they're actually stopping there. And they oftentimes try to exceed the scope of their authority by browbeating or threatening individuals that they stop to either completely comply with them or, you know, face any number of actions taken against them. And the basis of how I respond when I come up to these checkpoints is that as an individual, as an American, I have a right to travel within my own country without being impeded or molested by federal agents, unless they have a reason to believe that I've either harmed somebody else or that I've damaged property. Those are the basis. It's a hallmark of a free country to be able to travel freely without having to explain who you are, where you're going, why you're going there, or any of those other things. And these internal checkpoints are a direct challenge to the rights of individuals to travel freely within their own country. And so as I approach these checkpoints, the agents oftentimes they stop you. They want to know your citizenship. They want to see your documentation. And what I ask them is whether or not I'm being detained and whether or not I'm free to go. And oftentimes, as you watch the checkpoint videos, what you'll see is that I'll ask if I'm being detained, and the agent will say, no, you're not being detained. Well, if you understand what detained means, that means that you're engaged in a consensual interaction with a law enforcement officer, and either party can break off that interaction at their leisure. So if I'm not being detained, then that follows that I must be free to go. But when I seek that clarification and I ask them, am I free to go, they'll say, no, you cannot leave until you answer our questions.
So it's color of law. They want you to violate your Fourth and Fifth Amendment, your Tenth Amendment, states' rights, Ninth Amendment being violated. And so they hold you in this color of law, no man's land, or this purgatory.
Right, exactly. And it becomes a waiting game, if you will. You know, I'm pretty sure I've done a lot of research on the law. I've written about it a lot. I've spoken about it a lot, and I'm pretty sure with regards to what my rights are here. And so I'll just wait them out until they either get tired of messing with me or their supervisors. And this is what's quite interesting now. Like I said, I've been to this checkpoint about 70 times now. And, you know, 75% of the time, the agents are on duty are smart enough to understand their limits scope and my rights, and they just wave me through. But 25% of the time, you get an agent who doesn't like the fact that someone isn't, you know, basically kissing their feet. So they try to jack up the incident by making it much more difficult for the person that they're stopping. So they'll claim oftentimes that they have the power and the authority to indefinitely detain anybody until that person proves to the agent's satisfaction that they are a United States citizen. Well, if you understand your basic rights and the Constitution at all, you realize that is completely bogus. Now, the courts have recognized that Border Patrol agents have the authority at the border when someone is trying to come into the country, that they have the authority to indefinitely detain.
Yeah, but the bigger issue, the feds aren't doing anything to stop illegals. They arrest a few thousand in businesses a year of the tens of millions for token PR. They do loopholes for the illegal aliens. It's clear they're targeting the citizens. I mean, if there was really a huge federal program, which is actually one of the three things the feds can actually do, to really expel the illegal aliens or go after them, then they were doing this, and we saw results. Then in court, still, you could shoot it down. But clearly, this is a fishing expedition to expand unconstitutional authority across the United States in areas of more than two-thirds of the nation. I want to come back and briefly finish up with you, then go ahead and get our next guest online as well, sir. But I want to talk more about how folks can check out what you're doing and duplicate what you're doing at checkpointusa.org with our guest, Terry Bressy. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, ArnoldExposed.com, TheObamaDeception.net. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot going on in the background, by the way.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
You know, I can't talk about what's going on behind the scenes right now here. But I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, they do not want the Obama deception to come out. I'm going to tell you right now, look for launch in the next 12 hours. See, let me tell you, this stuff's real. The threats, the intimidation. The things we go through here, they confirm everything we know about the enemy. But it doesn't matter. You're only alive once, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy knows the sleeping giant that is liberty and freedom is rising. They know you have power. That's why they're trying to block us every way they have. So I will tell everybody right now, the Obama deception is going to drop. Probably dropping today. Get ready at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm being forced to do this because we may not have a chance if we wait. And I'm showing my hand. I know the enemy's listening right now. Launch the operation. Launch it. Launch it at all sites. Just go ahead and launch it. Launch it right now. I just made that decision. Launch the operation right now. We'll only have two or three versions of it up there for everybody. Oh, man. I wish the public knew how real this was. Terry Bressy, you're on the air.
Yes. What I can recommend to other folks is that, A, folks have to know what their rights are, B, they have to be willing to assert them, and C, you have to be willing to defend them. And in today's climate, I think people realize now that one of the most effective ways that you can defend your rights when you're asserting them in front of a law enforcement officer is to record your interaction. So if you're not doing anything wrong and you're being intimidated or coerced by a law enforcement officer at a random stop, either walking down the street or driving your vehicle down the road, the best thing that you can do to protect your rights is to record your interaction and be willing and able to make that recording available to the public at large. It's amazing how powerful basic tools that are available to any consumer in the marketplace today can be used to help you defend your rights and what you think is important in today's day and age. And this is the technique that I use when I encounter suspicionless checkpoints. I know my rights, I assert them, and I defend them by making a recording of those checkpoint stops and then posting them online so people can see for themselves exactly what's happening, who's doing it, and why they claim they're doing it.
That's right. Anyway. Dead men tell no tales, so it's always important to get your information out that you're somewhat protected. You've done this quite a few times. How many times have you been stopped by these people at their warrantless checkpoints and presented the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence? How many times, roughly?
Well, I've been stopped at this checkpoint about 70 times in the last year.
And this has been going on for 6 years?
Well, this particular checkpoint has been in place for just over a year.
But you said since 2002, though, you've been going through this.
Well, 2002 was my first experience. In 2005, I had a couple more. They were just doing them temporarily, like every once in a while they would pop up. But in 2008, January 2008, they changed how they were conducting them. And instead of doing them at random times in random places, they set up along one specific location on the highway, and they left it open 24/7. So it's been open since early January of 2008, and it's been ongoing all that time. So in the past, I had missed a fair amount because they weren't being done on any kind of a steady basis. But now they're being done constantly. And so every time that I travel that road, it's guaranteed that I'll have to go through this particular checkpoint.
Just incredible, my friend. Absolutely amazing. Well, as this continues to develop, we will continue to check in with you at checkpointusa.org. And I want to thank Terry Bressy for coming on with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Okay. It's hard to continue on here on the air right now. And just so sick of the New World Order. I'm sick of all their crap. But we know who they are. We know what they are. We know what has to be done. I just wish people valued how serious and how real this information is. I know a lot of you do, but sometimes I think I don't value it because, you know, I live it, I breathe it, I'm in this fight constantly. And for other people, it's like some social thing or it's like fun. It's fun to fight and defeat evil, but it's not fun working this hard. It's not fun looking at these horrors all day. It's not fun knowing you're right and just seeing the evil continue and grow and just get worse and all the people it hurts and just all of it. Just I mean, to have Bernie Madoff out stealing and all the rest of them stealing and have the banks openly looting everything and setting up world government and trumpeting it in every major newspaper saying how great it is. And still have people telling you the New World Order doesn't exist because they were following the pre-programmed brainwashing. You know, I got a bunch of trailers coming out for the Obama deception, some promos, some sneak peeks and things that were supposed to start coming out in the next 2 days. You know, for the film to have its full effect, it needs to do that. But, you know, the establishment, the FBI has a lot of dirty tricks, and they, under their Patriot Act, with their sneak and peek things, they can tell you under federal law that you're not even supposed to tell people what's going on. That's what this country has turned into, is a Soviet dirt pit. They talk about the blacklist for the communists. That's nothing compared to what patriots go through. There are congressional hearings where they show architects and engineers for 9/11 truth next to Al-Qaeda training videos and say the web has to be shut down. And they're having big Pentagon cybersecurity takeovers of the entire web. And the former head of Homeland Security cybersecurity has resigned saying it's a total takeover. They admit NORTHCOM and the Pentagon and everything else is for the American people. Tommy Chung tried to put out a film, a.k.a. Tommy Chung, about how they set him up and what they did to him. And they raided the film distribution center when the DVDs came in, and they confiscated them. Now, that blew up in their face. That blew up in their face, and the film went on Showtime and international television. And fortune favors the bold, ladies and gentlemen. But I am sick and tired of the New World Order. I told you that when I took on Obama, this was serious, that I was going up against their biggest, baddest gladiator and all of the throngs of soulless minions he's got and those that do have souls but are deceived. And the threats my wife gets, the threats I get is nothing compared to the snake itself snooping around and trying to shut down what we are doing here. They know the Obama deception is the truth. They know that we understand their agenda. We know how to shatter the left-right paradigm. We know how to beat these people. Our information is going super total Nova right now. And I'm going to tell the enemy, you picked the wrong side with the New World Order, and we're going to take this country back, and the tyrants and the treasonous, lecherous people will be brought to justice through courts of law. Know that. Just like Hitler's Germany, this tyranny will fall probably before it ever gets launched to the level that Hitler was able to carry out. The globalists just do their killing in third world nations with our troops. The Obama deception, ladies and gentlemen, you need to see it. You need to have it. You need to get it out to everyone. And you need to remember the enemy is scared of it. That Obama has an enemies list, and you can better believe I'm on it. And most of all, everybody needs to pray for what we do here. Pray for this ministry. It is a ministry of truth to the people of the world. A light, a lighthouse in these stormy times. Another way to get the word out is why I have this gentleman on for about 10 minutes, Chess Kane. We were made aware of, separately from Chess Kane, about by ham radio operators and others, of the best AM made right here in the U.S. that with the proper antenna goes out 3 miles strong and is FCC legal. It's all civil anyways, FCC civil. It follows the regulations. And if you put up signs in a dense area, you can reach tens of thousands, in rural areas, hundreds. And you just put up signs for the AM, you plug it into the internet, you stream my show, other shows, if my show isn't here. And you get the information out. You get the information out. And someday when there's not even an internet, if they're successful, you can tape the shows, play them back. You can get on the air yourself. That's what you do. You run it 24 hours a day, get an audience, and do your own hour show every day or whatever you want. And it's a powerful tool. Now, when you call up Chess Kane, because I know I've had people to talk to him, he'll try to give you all the technicals. Look, it isn't that hard. You just get the base equipment, hook it up, plug it in the internet, get going. So I would call Chess Kane, and I would get this system, very inexpensive. I happen to know they're selling it basically at near cost, which I think is a mistake for them. You'd be able to fund your own operation. TruthAM.com, TruthAM.com. Because we then approached the makers of it, and they said, look, we're too busy. We're engineers. We've made scores of products. And then we went out and found folks that were subsellers who did want to get them and sell them. So that's why there's a little banner on InfoWars, but this is not a paid interview right now. I have them on because I believe in it. Chess Kane, good to have you on with us, sir. In the dark days of the Republic, this transmitter is what people need, isn't it?
It sure is. And thanks for having me on, Alex. I actually grew up across the other side of the lake from you over there in Dallas.
Lake Ray Hubbard, huh?
Yeah, just right there by Bryan Adams High School. So I know about this. And those callers you had about an hour ago, is discouraging they are. That's the low of the low, and that's what keeps me pulling through this stuff, because there's a lot of good people that are in this trying to make this work. That Red Beckman interview you had a while back, it got me to get his book, The Walls in Our Minds, and it tells the difference between politicians and statesmen. And I decided, you know, I want to be a statesman, and that's why I did this. So the inspiration from that in your Waco video, most people probably haven't seen that one, but it does show what one man can do, and it taught me that I was involved in the neocon side. I was going to school at DeVry when that happened. And I finally woke up to it, and I said, if they can do Waco, anything's possible. Oklahoma City is the easiest one. So let me just tell you what this radio station has done for me in this area. I'm in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 150,000 people. Just last weekend, I played Pat Shannon's Oklahoma City documentary, and I also played one from Chris Emery with a 20-minute clip of yours. And I had maximum listenership. I had calls. I had emails. I want this video. Give me this information. That is waking people up, and I can get it on the air. I figured out
this is what one transmitter's doing, but you've also learned how to then have somebody at the edge pick it up with an antenna and put it back out.
Yeah, one spot we link two of them together, and it shoots right up a main street. And I'm putting a video up today that people can actually see me in the car demonstrating that, just so they can see that.
Okay, now if you just hook it up and don't do it right, it might go half a mile. But if you hook it up right, a little energy into it, 3 miles is what I'm told?
Well, you're going to get a solid daytime 1 mile coverage if you do it an average. But if you really sit down and do it right and maybe get some help, yes, 3 miles. I have a guy in Omaha that can pick up our Omaha transmitter 3.5 miles away. He recorded it and emailed me the recording back. So that was verified. And it's a FCC certified unit. That means the FCC looked at the unit. The FCC said, yes, this unit, when set at the proper level, will not cause interference. And their statement basically is, if you use one of these units, no one's going to bother you as long as we just don't want to know that you're there. So as long as you don't create a havoc, get in people's face for the darn thing, nobody's going to bother you. So it's, you know, that's what you do with this. You put it
well,
up.
These are such micro units, too, that it's, I mean, maybe one out of a billion, and then it's FCC approves, there's no problem. FMs, you go up with 100 watts or something and go out 20, 30 miles, you know.
Correct.
Folks keep their mouth shut about that, nothing really happens. But the point is, this is FCC approved for general use, and you just find a clean, open spot on the dial so there's not interference, the widest spot you can. And then you just put up little paper signs all around the listening area, and it explodes.
Well, here's the neatest thing about it. Since I've put this up, remember how a while back, you know, the people that were involved in the Ron Paul group, they lost steam and they kind of dispersed. Well, this has kind of kept everybody together, and now we've seen eugenics right in our face here in South Dakota. So we've used this system to show people what's going on up here, and now we're writing in the newspapers, people are getting involved. Even one of the state representatives who voted the wrong way, she's now coming out and say the Department of...
It's like a match. One little match can burn down the entire forest. Well, what did Thomas Jefferson say? These are good fires. One person can set bushfires in the minds of men that will sweep the globe. And so these are powerful incendiaries in the info war. People need to call you and get them. They need to go to the website, trutham.com, just trutham, like AM radio, trutham.com, or call 800-579-0580 after the interview.
Okay.
And we need hams and people that are, it isn't hard to hook up, folks, but, you know, somebody like me who has problem programming a VCR, I might have a problem. The point is, get it, set it up, get it done, especially people that have a little bit of skill. Get the unit now. Don't wait. There's only one guy there selling them. He's selling them basically at cost, because I know what these things cost. We looked at selling them ourselves. 800-579-0580. 800-579-0580. And get the things up this week. Don't wait, folks. Go ahead.
One quick point. We've got 25 of them ready to go. What happens, the typical thing, people start evaluating these other transmitters. I did that for 2 years. All the kids are going to spend time after time trying to make it work. These work. They're ready to go.
Yeah, that's how you found the company that we separately found, because we were, you know, snooping around trying to find a good AM that was legal to give people. And all you do is plug it into the internet, folks, or plug it into whatever you want and blast it out. And then you've got an audience because you're playing Genesis or whatever. And then you start getting or audio files or preachers you like or, you know, whatever it is you want to put out. And then you got an audience there in just a few weeks when you put signs up of hundreds, if not thousands. And then, boom, you're hitting them. People want the truth. But when they find out what's on those that AM dial, it's incredible. Go ahead.
Well, the beauty is the quality of these is such a high level. It's such a small box, but when you actually put it on the air, you're quite astonished yourself just how well it sounds, and you kind of, it just sends a shiver up your spine. Doing that is, you know, the question you'll ask yourself.
Folks are already calling you right now on those 25 transmitters. Look, I want thousands of these to go out.
We'll keep in touch.
All right, yeah, we'll talk to you again in the near future. I'm going to let you get to those phone calls. Thank you so much for joining us, Jess.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, trutham.com, trutham.com, trutham.com. Get the info war going in your area.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears the hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
Go ahead and get Webster Tarpley on, John, up in Minnesota. I'm popping in for about 10 minutes with him. At the end of the interview, we're going to go to Ireland. It's just all right here. Even mainstream news basically admitting it's an inside job. With them killing the military and police over in Ireland right now. Oh, it is insane. We had Ron Paul on today, an amazing interview. So many key stories we can write about that and get the word out. What we do is we have Ron Paul on. He covers all these issues, all the Ron Paul supporters. Then check out the things he covers here, a lot of things he doesn't get asked by the mainstream media. And it sends shockwaves out. You know, that's our job, is to set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. That's why I had TruthAM.com on. You know, I got all these sponsors, too, and I usually do 2-3 hours a show and forget about them and then cram them all in here at the end. But it is sponsors that we have a whole other hour coming up, though, that make this show possible. One of them's pmemory.net. It's a great system. It's just the classical systems that really work to increase your memory. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now. Try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then what's the point? School of Phenomenal Memory, pmemory.net. And, you know, I focus all day researching documents, information, and that it made my memory even better over the years. Proven results from the lesson, guaranteed, no gimmicks or magic pills, pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you read, what you really need, such as daily tasks, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. The School of Phenomenal Memory, pmemory.net. Also, another fine sponsor. I mean, what do I say about this company? Ecola Blue, ecolablue.com. Great atmospheric water generator, 7.5 gallons a day out of the air, inside your house or out on the porch, whatever. It grabs it, puts it through 7 different filters. And then among the filters is UV, charcoal, reverse osmosis, other filters. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water. Hook it up to a little solar panel. Another great system. EcolaBlue.com, ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue.com, big banners up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. And those are some of the sponsors that make this transmission possible, so we're very thankful to them. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number 4 as we go straight into the New World Order, straight through and beyond.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.